26. Christmas Day, partly sunny, a high in the mid-60s.
The following program is sponsored and paid for by Battleground News, LLC. The opinions and statements made by the hosts and guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
It's time for Battleground News. To join the battle, call 904-831-0600. And now, here are Karen Morton and Jim Davis.
All right, everybody. You are listening to Battleground News. It is Monday, 5 o'clock, and we are here and ready to go. I want to welcome everybody. And first of all, let me start off, and I'll end this way too. A Merry, Merry Christmas to everybody. I can't believe it's already here. We've got a special guest in the studio with me today, and that is Congressman John Rutherford. And John, welcome, first of all. Welcome. Thank you so much for being here today.
Thank you, Karen, and Merry Christmas to you as well and all your listeners out there.
Thank you. Yeah, can you believe it's already Christmas?
I mean, no.
Does it seem,
this year has flown by.
I mean, it must be crazy for you.
They all seem to be flying by here lately.
Well, part of that so might be.
There's a reason.
Yeah, yeah, there may be more than one. But I had asked John to be here with us today for a lot of different reasons. I mean, John's been up there in Washington, D.C. doing the people's business. He's gotten a lot accomplished during 2019, and I wanted to talk with him about that. But first, you know, I think we probably need to cover the elephant in the room, and that is the fiasco known as impeachment. Yeah. What on earth was that like to be sitting up there during this barrage of total crap?
Well, I will tell you, you know, since January of 2017, mm-hmm. we've been dealing with this. And when this first came out, and I was actually on judiciary at that time, so I was more involved in it then than I was at the end. Mm-hmm. And I had an opportunity to read all of the emails and things that were going back and forth between Peter Strzok and Lisa Page and Bruce Orr and, wow. you know, Andy McCabe and all the players in this thing. And, you know, my big question back then started out, what's the predicate act that started this investigation? Mm-hmm. Now, because here in America, we don't investigate people. We investigate crimes.
You're right.
We don't just go out and willy-nilly ask for search warrants and surveillance warrants and those kind of things just mm-hmm. to watch people to see if we can find them doing something wrong.
Right, right.
That's not the way America works.
Right. And as a sheriff, you are certainly well aware of how that works.
Absolutely. Now, when the IG's report came out, I wish when he said that there was no bias mm-hmm. in the initiation of the investigation known as Crossfire.
Okay.
Crossfire and Hurricane. And that's true. Because here's what I think happened, Karen. Our intelligence agencies discovered that Russians were, in fact, meddling in our investigation, or in our elections, I'm sorry.
Okay, but this isn't really anything new.
No, absolutely not.
Okay.
Here's where everything went crazy.
Okay.
So they find this attempted meddling. Mm-hmm. Then somebody decided, and I believe it came out of the FBI, okay. they decided that why don't we... You know, it's almost like, let's don't waste a crisis. You know?
Yeah, yeah. Don't let a good crisis go to waste.
Right. Mm-hmm. So let's tie Trump into this Russian meddling. Mm-hmm. And that's when all the bias, that's when the criminality, mm-hmm. and I have to admit, for, 2.5 years now, I thought the real crimes occurred in the... In what was going on inside the FISA court through omission, not what they presented to the court,
right?
But what they didn't present to the court.
Okay.
That the Steele dossier was purchased by the DNC. Mm-hmm. That it began over in Ukraine. that, you know, all of these elements about this thing that were never told to the FISA judge.
Right.
So I thought at that time they had simply lied through omission.
Okay.
Now the Inspector General's court report comes out.
Mm-hmm.
And we discover that Klein Smith, the attorney for the FBI, that he, well, let me back up 1 minute.
Okay.
Before they start investigating Trump, they're trying to tie him to the Russians through four people. You had, Manafort. My mind's gone blank.
Yeah,
I should write it down. Manafort, yeah. Carter Page,
okay,
Papadopoulos, and Mike Flynn.
Mike Flynn.
Those are the four people. Now they're surveilling these guys, trying to find enough to open a surveillance investigation against the Trump campaign.
Mm-hmm.
They even go to the FISA court to try and get a surveillance warrant, and they're told they don't have enough.
Right.
Then they decide, well, let's go. And the reason, and I think one of the reasons they focused on Carter Page is because he had all these Russian contacts.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Business.
He's over there a lot. He's coming back and forth. So now they're going to try to use this Steele dossier that the DNC has developed,
mm-hmm.
That was given to Bruce Orr, who then gave it to the FBI. And now they're going to try to tie Trump with that as well.
Right.
And through Carter Page. I understand that a lower level FBI agent said, hey, I believe Carter Page is actually an asset for the CIA.
What? Oh my.
And so Klein Smith, the attorney for the FBI, says, oh my God, if he's an asset for the CIA,
mm-hmm.
that's going to destroy our case.
That would be a
against
problem.
Him as being a Russian spy. He's not working against our country. He's working for our country.
Wow.
So he decides, I can't tell the FISA court that.
Mm-hmm.
So he takes the, so he has sent an email over to the CIA. Is Carter Page a CIA asset?
Hmm.
They write back, yes, he is a CIA asset. Now, I'm paraphrasing.
Yeah.
He changes it to say, no, Carter Page is not a CIA asset. Folks, it doesn't get worse than this.
That's pretty damn blatant.
It cannot. And so not only were they lying through omission, as I suspected all along,
mm-hmm.
but they also lied through commission. I mean, they literally falsified evidence against Carter Page.
Yep.
And so
some of these people are eventually going to go to jail, right?
I believe they will. I believe, and I don't want to name names,
but
I will say that the people that, and I've been saying this,
mm-hmm.
I believe the people that are going to go to jail are the ones that were in that FISA courtroom making statements because they're under oath.
Okay.
They're all under oath in there. And so whether it's commission or omission, I think a lot of crimes have been committed inside that courtroom.
I would think when that letter from the FISA judge came out
yes.
demanding information, that there are few
yes,
people
judge
ought to be
Collier.
Quaking by now.
Yeah, Judge Collier did not sound very happy about what's come out. Now, I'm going to tell you though, I'm not of a mind to let Judge Collier off the hook yet.
I've heard that too.
Because I think she has some administrative responsibility in these hearings to pull out exculpatory information. Now, if she tried to do that and they lied to her,
uh-huh.
then I can understand it.
Okay.
But if she did not ask those exculpatory questions and try to go down that road,
mm-hmm.
then... she may then be as guilty too. As somebody else, yeah.
Okay. All right, folks. We're coming up on a break. The call-in number here is 904-831-0600. And you're welcome to call in with any questions that you've got. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes. Stay tuned.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. The easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
American Electrical Contracting, where you're right at a fair price.
Do you take your power for granted? Call American Electrical and make sure your home or office is operating at peak efficiency. Get an electrical checkup. Call 737-7770 for any electrical need. Look for the red, white, and blue eagle on the side of their truck, and you'll know it's American Electrical.
American Electrical Contracting, wired right at a fair price.
Tune in to AM 600 every Saturday morning for the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, sponsored by Frontline Insurance. Find out where those fish are, what they're biting, and how to get them in the boat. Get the latest fishing info on tides, weather, and new products, and much more from the Sultan of the St. John's, Captain Vic Tyson. Start your weekend right. Tune in to the Captain Vic Tyson Still Just Fishing Show, Saturday mornings from 6 till 8, right here on AM 600 WBOB. Listen online or get the podcast at WBOB.com.
Battleground News is taking your calls now at 904-831-0600.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Karen Morton, your host of Battleground News. And our special guest in the studio today is Congressman John Rutherford. And John, we've been talking about kind of what got us into this whole impeachment mess. And it is just a royal mess. I can't even imagine what it was like to be sitting up there listening to this nonsense.
Yeah.
How frustrating is that?
It's very frustrating when you believe people are lying. Mm-hmm. And then you have folks like Chairman Schiff actually sit in the chairman's seat.
Yes.
In an open committee and read what he later called a parody.
Yeah.
But read that to the American public like that is the phone call.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And that was just atrocious.
It was. It was.
Most people that heard that had no idea it was a parody,
right,
or he was going to call it a parody in the end.
Right.
They think that's actually what was in the phone call.
Exactly.
Now the reason I wanted to talk about the Mueller investigation, the Inspector General's report, is I think mm-hmm. because it gives you a clear indication of the type of resistance that President Trump has met since even before taking office.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. From the night he was elected.
And so that kind of puts the next issue, which is the impeachment process, uh-huh. what they actually charged him for was the phone call.
Right.
With President Zelensky.
Right.
And in that phone call, I break that phone call into two separate pieces.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason I do that is because I look at it from the standpoint of the law that was passed in 2014 that Speaker Pelosi even voted for, that if the Department of State is going to provide USAID funding
mm-hmm.
to different countries, they mm-hmm. have a responsibility to ensure that they are not corrupt and that the money is going to go where it's supposed to go.
Right.
And all of that.
Right. Now, doing what we want them to do.
Exactly.
Follow the money.
Exactly. And everybody knows that Ukraine at the time was like the third most corrupt country in the world.
Wow.
So they got lots of problems.
Yeah.
Which is
and
why.
And we were apparently helping them with, you know, flaming those
right,
problems.
Which is why the president before Zelensky was actually run out, because Zelensky said, I'm going to clean up the swamp.
Right.
And that's what got him elected.
Mm-hmm. Yes. So another Donald Trump.
Exactly. And he said that. And so in this phone call, you hear the president say, you know, he says that that Zelensky says, mm-hmm. we're ready to buy these missiles. Mm-hmm. And the president says, well, I'd like you to do us a favor, us, mm-hmm. meaning the country, not him.
Right.
And then he talks about the corruption that's in the Ukraine, mm-hmm. The people that are still in the Ukrainian government, because he's afraid that Zelensky still has people around him,
right.
that he should not be trusting.
Right, kind of like in the White House.
Right, yeah, yeah. Exactly. So yeah. he talks about that on this phone call. Then the second part of it that comes in later, they're not talking about the weapons that we're about and the aid that we're about to send them.
Right.
They're talking about the corruption within the country. And its tie-in to the 2016 election. Mm-hmm. The 2020 election is never mentioned.
Right, right.
He's talking about the corruption that involved the 2016 election with the fact that Nelly Orr, who was responsible for producing this thing for Fusion GPS, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. she testified that the whole thing started in Ukraine.
Yeah.
The
okay.
Steele dossier.
Okay.
With some parliamentarian over there. I forget his name.
Okay.
So that's the conversation that the president is then having with the president of Ukraine, talking about this corruption dealing with the 2016
mm-hmm.
election,
mm-hmm.
and the fact that, another case that they have that really looks bad is this thing that the Vice President Biden himself
right.
brought up on television.
Then there's that.
And said, hey, you know, you may want to look at this too. Yeah. I mean, you talk about quid pro quo, that's it.
It's in your face. It's totally in your face.
And so he talks to him about that. Now, this is where it gets interesting. When you understand the context of what's gone on before and mm-hmm. how this deep state, as the president calls it, is really trying to take him down.
Right.
I mean, they've said before he even took office, they want to impeach him.
Absolutely.
So what happens? A fellow who is on the call hears this talk about Joe Biden or Hunter Biden,
mm-hmm.
actually,
mm-hmm. right,
and says, oh, wait, that's a quid pro quo to help him in the 2020 election. That's his assumption.
Right, right.
That nobody else thought that.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, they all testified to that in court. In committee meeting.
Right. And whoever this, yeah, they were looking for something, anything they could grab onto.
Right, right. So every single one of the individuals that were involved in mm-hmm. with the whistleblower in bringing this information forward were asked, did the president commit a crime? Mm-hmm. Was there a quid pro quo? No.
Right.
One fellow said, I presume that there was.
Yeah.
Well, because somebody else told him that there might have been.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, these were great witnesses. They really were.
Which is why in the end, well, let me back up before I move on. So think about this. The whistleblower rule in the rule book mm-hmm. says you have to have direct evidentiary knowledge
okay.
of whatever you're going to blow the whistle on, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy wasn't on the phone call. He didn't know what had been said. Somebody had said things to him.
Yeah.
So to be able to let this whistleblower complete his act of bringing this forward,
mm-hmm.
they changed the rule. They changed the rule
right.
in the middle of the night.
Yep.
Literally in the middle of the night. I think they changed it like 2 days before he actually filed this whistleblower right. complaint.
How can that not be complicit?
In fact, they did it so quickly, Karen, they didn't even change it online.
Oh, wow.
The old rule was still up there.
Wow.
And so now, after all of that, we go through this whole process of not a single direct witness mm-hmm. testifying mm-hmm. to the phone call.
Mm-hmm.
And we come up with two articles of impeachment. One is abuse of power.
Right.
Which is not a crime.
No.
It's a description.
Yeah, right.
They're describing some other behavior, but they never tell you what that other behavior is. Abuse of power, how?
Right.
There's not a single element of a crime involved there.
Exactly. It's just fluff.
So really what you have is a dispute between these bureaucrats mm-hmm. in the State Department mm-hmm. and the president.
Right. These people simply don't like
a foreign policy dispute.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
Yeah. They just do not like the way he's doing his job. They do not like his foreign policy. The fact that they don't set the foreign policy, he does.
That's lost on them.
Yeah.
They think they run it.
Exactly.
I mean, if you listen to the Lieutenant Colonel, you think he's setting policy.
Exactly.
So they come forward with two articles of impeachment, abuse of power. Mm-hmm. And then the second one is obstruction of Congress, saying that because the president didn't allow his direct reports to testify, that is obstruction of Congress, when in fact that's him exercising his presidential, mm-hmm. his executive privilege
mm-hmm.
that every president in office has exercised.
Absolutely. Barack Obama was constantly exercising that.
Right. And so we have three equal right. branches of power within the
mm-hmm.
Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
The judiciary is there to settle disputes between two parties.
Right, right.
In this case, Congress, and obviously, and
in the White House,
in the White House, the executive branch, and so the president said, "Let's go to court."
Right.
They wouldn't do it. They wouldn't take him to court because they knew they were going to lose
exactly.
because he has executive privilege.
Exactly.
And so they bring these things to the floor.
And this is executive privilege that the very first president to ever invoke executive privilege was
Washington.
George Washington.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes.
This is nothing new.
No, it's as old as the Constitution.
Absolutely.
And so when these two articles came forward, I couldn't believe we were actually going to vote on these.
Yeah. Yeah.
And of course, the only bipartisan vote that day when the House Democrats mm-hmm. passed these two articles of impeachment, the only bipartisanship displayed that day was against impeachment.
Yeah.
Because we had two or three Democrats vote with that
right.
with the Republicans.
Right. I got to ask you a question. When you're sitting there and you're going through the vote and going through this hours and hours and hours of everybody pontificating,
mm-hmm.
But you know, I know Pelosi had told people don't celebrate. You know,
yeah.
Though, well, okay.
And then she had to, she had to give him the finger, the index finger.
Yeah, exactly.
Stop
the little school
stop
arm
that.
Thing.
Stop
you know,
that. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
But a lot of times, you know, the cameras really did show that the Democrats looked pretty darn depressed. Like, you know, like, oh, hell, we know we're going to vote for this. And oh, my God, we're going to go down in flames. It's ridiculous.
Yeah, it was.
Was that the way it was? Did you get that feeling?
No. Let me tell you, I think some of them were giddy about the fact that they were going to impeach the president.
Yeah.
As I said, they would. Back in late 2016,
before
he was even president.
Yeah. Well, the squad certainly was giddy about
it.
We know that
for
sure.
All
right, folks, we're going to be back after a hard break. Do not go away, right here on WBOB.
Talk radio, AM 600.
101.1 FM, WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters in Washington. Saudi Arabia has sentenced five people to death for the killing of Washington Post columnist and royal family critic Jamal Khashoggi. His grisly slaying in the Saudi consulate in Istanbul last year drew international condemnation and cast a cloud of suspicion over Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman. Saudi Arabia's state TV reported Monday that three others have been sentenced to prison. Amnesty International is calling the outcome a whitewash, and a UN investigator says the verdicts are a mockery and the masterminds behind the killing have barely been touched. Boeing has ousted its CEO over the 737 MAX crisis that has engulfed the vaunted American aircraft manufacturer. The company said Monday that Dennis Muilenburg will depart immediately and the board's current chairman, David Calhoun, will become CEO on January 13th. On Wall Street, the Dow by 96 points. More on these stories at srnnews.com.
News on WBOB, AM 600 and 101.1 FM.
Good afternoon. I'm Nikki Whaley. A gruesome discovery is the subject of an investigation in Jacksonville. A man's body was found over the weekend in an apartment at the Waterford at Mandarin on San Jose Boulevard. The discovery came after police investigated a report of shots being fired. Now, JSO has not confirmed whether the man died of a gunshot wound. Low interest rates are helping to fuel another real estate boom in Florida. Brad O'Connor from the Florida Realtors says that's a huge demand for starter homes, but there's not many in supply.
The inventory shortage is really mostly concentrated towards those more affordable single-family homes that you might traditionally think of as a starter home or the kind of home a first-time homebuyer would want to purchase.
Now, the median price for a single-family home is $265,000. That's up 3.9% compared to last year. That's Jacksonville.radio news.
Where are the tie-ups to avoid? WBOB traffic.
95 north and southbound is congested, but rolling on the Florida Georgia line to Pecan Park Road. The East Beltway southbound is picking up from Merrill Road to the Town Center exit. Northbound, the East Beltway is heavy from Phillips Highway to Bay Meadows. Becoming cloudy tonight for Jacksonville, a chance of showers, low 53. Tomorrow, cloudy, breezy, a high of 66. Christmas Day, partly sunny, a high in the mid-60s.
Hi, it's Mac with Baker Glass. If you're having trouble finding a clear option for that new shower enclosure or a replacement for that fog glass, then call the Baker Boys or find us at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better. Hi, this is Mac with Baker Glass, where we use our more than 32 years of experience to provide a complete glass service to all of our customers and a clear choice for you. See for yourself at BakerGlassInc.com. That's BakerGlassInc.com. Baker Glass, no one treats you better.
Here is some great news. If you missed the deadline to sign up for health insurance, or if you sign up for a plan that you're just not happy with, you still have a choice. It's called MediShare. It's the affordable alternative to health insurance. And it's worked beautifully for 25 years. They have more than 400,000 members now around the country. MediShare is a Christian healthcare sharing ministry. And over the years, members have shared over $3 billion of each other's medical bills. So they could help share your needs too. And best of all, you could save a lot of money with MediShare. The typical savings for a family is about $500 a month. Your savings could be more or less, but think about what you could do with that extra money every month. You're not stuck with a high-cost health plan. You can join MediShare anytime, so call them today and check it out. Here's the number to find out more, and there's no pressure. They are super easy to talk to. Call 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
At the bedrock of our politics will be a total allegiance to the United States of America. And through our loyalty to our country, we will rediscover our loyalty to each other. When you open your heart to patriotism, there is no room for prejudice.
President Donald J. Trump, definitely the man of the hour. And we've got to get past all this nonsense so that our president can finally get around to. Actually, I'm shocked and amazed at what he has accomplished in 3 years with very
with all
little
of this,
help.
Yeah,
yeah. Not
with
only
all
the,
of this resistance.
Exactly, and not only the Democrats, but some of the Republicans too. I mean, you know, we have a speaker that's gone because he was,
Exactly.
Exactly. I mean,
and I tell you, moving forward, Karen, I think what we have to do is ensure three things here absolutely have to be fixed.
Okay.
I think we have to fix the FISA court where I think we need someone inside the courtroom when these surveillance warrants are being requested. Mm-hmm. We need like a constitutional advocate who's in the room that will force the state or the federal government to answer questions about the legitimacy of their investigation and the information that they're being that they're presenting to the court.
Right.
Where so that there's you don't it would make it more difficult to lie through omission.
Mm-hmm.
Now if you're being questioned by a constitutional advocate,
mm-hmm.
you're gonna have if you're gonna lie, it's not gonna be through omission, it's gonna be through commission.
Gotcha.
Because like you know, what's the, do you know the source of the Steele dossier? What, you know, where, what, mm-hmm. And we don't know that these questions weren't asked in there.
Right.
They may have lied then.
Right. Well, but, and going back to the secrecy of it all.
Right. And so we need, I think, an advocate in that courtroom.
Mm-hmm.
And I can tell you, this FISA section of the law, I think is up for reauthorization. I believe it's in March.
Okay. Coming up soon.
Soon. And I am looking at if the leadership doesn't put something in law to change this, mm-hmm. then I'm going to recommend
good,
it.
Good, good.
I'm on appropriations, so that's not my, normally not your
not
job.
Your thing, but
I want to make sure that it gets done.
Right, right, right. Absolutely.
Then the second thing that has to be fixed, I believe, is the importance of a whistleblower having direct evidence.
Yes.
It can't be somebody told somebody who told somebody that told me.
Right.
And now I'm going to be a whistleblower.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't
mm-hmm.
work that way.
Mm-hmm.
Because you can't hold me in contempt or having falsified my testimony
right.
if all I have to say is, well, I got it from Bob or Jim or whoever, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just repeating what they said.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not held accountable for that.
Right, right, right.
So I think we need to change the law or the mm-hmm. rule back mm-hmm. to the way it was,
mm-hmm.
but change it in law,
right.
not rule.
Right, right, right. Yes.
Yeah, they can change the rule. They can't change the law.
Exactly.
So I think we draft a law dealing with the whistleblower process,
okay.
saying that whistleblowers can only have whistleblower protection when they have direct evidence. Not hearsay evidence.
That certainly makes heck of a lot of sense.
And I absolutely disagree with my member across the aisle, my colleague across the aisle, Mr. Quigley, when he says, you know, sometimes hearsay is even better than direct evidence.
I'm like, I can't believe I'm that like, actually came out of somebody's mouth.
I can't either. I can't either. And then finally, something that we haven't talked about that uh-huh. needs to be changed, I believe also, is the We have a problem when the process allows
mm-hmm.
a committee chairman within
yes.
Congress to draft a subpoena
yeah.
with no crime involved, you
once
know,
again,
no probable
no crime
cause
involved,
required,
right.
no Fourth Amendment protection.
Right, fishing expedition.
It's a fishing expedition of phone numbers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And look, this is why the media should be very concerned about this.
You would think.
And you know what's amazing to me? The impeachment had 6 or 7 minutes for ABC, NBC, and CBS.
Right.
You know how much the OIG's report had with them? Zero.
Zero.
Zero. So there's a lot. There are a lot of Americans that don't even know
right.
how these atrocities occurred.
Right. They're totally in the dark.
And so we have to change this whole congressional subpoena process where Adam Schiff or any chairman, mm-hmm. this is not about Adam.
Right.
This is about process.
Right.
Where I believe they should have to have some kind of probable cause mm-hmm. that they present to a court
mm-hmm.
to force them to take these steps where they have to swear
right.
to certain elements to get that warrant.
Right. Well, and isn't it also, I may be wrong, but isn't it illegal for him to just go ahead and not only did he get it under false pretenses, but
exposed
then he made it public.
Exactly.
That's illegal, I think.
I believe it is too. And you know, there's been a whole process, and this is what really concerns me, Karen, particularly as a former sheriff.
Mm-hmm.
The Democrats weaponized the IRS
yes.
against conservative groups under Lois Lerner.
Yes.
They have guys at the top of the organization,
mm-hmm.
of the FBI, have weaponized the FBI against mm-hmm. a president.
Yeah.
Well, first against a presidential candidate, and mm-hmm. then against a sitting president.
Right. Definitely a coup.
Our intelligence agencies.
Mm-hmm.
I hate the fact that the only guy over there that I ever trusted retired, and that was Admiral Mike Rogers. And they ought to erect a statue to him somewhere, because Admiral Rogers is the one that he is the one that started pulling the thread on all this unmasking
mm-hmm.
that was going on.
Mm-hmm.
Remember when Rice and others were doing all this unmasking?
Yep.
This is how all this stuff
yep.
came out. And he went to the president. And I think he went to the president and said, hey, look, I think you need to know this is going on. And
the president, yeah,
you know,
hello.
So it's
one man
with
integrity.
These are three things that we absolutely have to fix. You can't, you know, people are human, and we can't write a law that they can't break.
Mm-hmm.
But we can certainly hold them accountable when they do.
Right.
And I believe Attorney General Barr
mm-hmm.
is in Durham. They are going to hold some people accountable.
I think there's a whole bunch of us that can't hardly wait for that.
Yes, and it's coming. Now the odd thing about this impeachment
mm-hmm.
is...
Because it wasn't odd enough.
if it wasn't odd enough already. Yeah. It's rush to get impeachment
yes.
done.
Yes.
And now we don't send it to the Senate.
Yes.
And Nancy... is so deluded, she thinks she's going to tell the Senate how
mm-hmm.
they're going to run their trial.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I bet McConnell has a thought or two on that.
Well, I think the Chief Justice has a thought or two on that, because that's his trial.
Yeah.
That's his. He's the one that's going to be making the, you know. So I think it's
it's amazing.
A little odd.
I've got a question for you on that issue, because Ray brought up an issue with me, a question. A couple of days ago, he said, "If this impeachment resolution was passed in this Congress that ends January 3rd, this session, can she then bring it to the Senate in the next session?"
Yes,
she can
in the next session, but not in the next Congress.
Okay. So it has to be.
I don't believe it carries over into the next, like all laws.
Okay,
that aren't completely passed. And that would be an undone piece of legislation,
right.
I presume.
Right. So
and,
the fact that we're switching up sessions does not affect.
Yeah.
Okay.
Now I haven't read the law on that, but my guess would be at the end of this Congress,
mm-hmm.
Which would be December 31st of next year. 2020. If they've not sent those articles of impeachment to the Senate,
mm-hmm.
then I think it dies.
Okay.
And I'll tell you, I think her strategy, which is purely political, this whole thing
has
been purely a political partisan attack.
Right.
I think her plan is to actually release this about the same time that the Barr report. And the Durham report come out, and people
right.
start going to jail, and I think they're going to try, because they were very successful, I think, in covering up the OIG report.
Yep.
You know, and what was amazing to me, you heard all of these mainstream media reports that, nothing there. This report's going to tell you that there's nothing there.
Right.
3 or 4 days before this thing comes out,
right.
they're already downplaying the impact of it.
Yeah.
And then when you read it, you're like, oh my God, we've got falsifying evidence within the FBI? And the FBI is exonerated? I'm like, are you kidding
really?
me?
Oh my God.
It's crazy.
Folks, this is always, it's a fascinating process, and we have to get it fixed. And thankfully, Congressman Rutherford is going to be up there to try and make sure that that happens. We'll be back in a minute. Hold on.
The Trump Club here in North Florida is extremely important because there are so many people who may have never been involved in politics before, but we are always being contacted by new people saying, oh my gosh, I didn't even know there was a Trump Club. What do I do? How do I get involved? Where do you meet? Those kinds of things. And the easiest way, if you're on Facebook, is to just go to the Duval Trump Club. We also are on Twitter at Duval Trump Club. We have a lot of events coming up. We have our regular meetings, but we also have a lot of activities that we're planning. Well, some things will be fun, but we're also making our presence very, very well known within the community. Sign waving in different parts of the county, voter registration drives, community events and festivals and things like that, just talking with people to see if they're registered, and if they're not or if they need to change their registration, we'll have the paperwork there to enable them to do that. There's something for everybody, and we would love to have you on board.
Join the Duval Trump Club today. Learn more on Facebook and Twitter at Duval Trump Club.
It's not easy making a job change, but great opportunities only come around so often. And American Electrical wants to strike a deal with you that will ignite your career like you're a first-round draft pick. American Electrical is looking for the best electricians in Jacksonville, and they'll make sure you're rewarded for the work you do. A benefits package that's second to none, including 4% matching 401k. And once you're there for 3 years, you can start planning 3 weeks of vacation. Call 737-7770 or stop by their offices on St. Augustine Road. American Electrical.
What if helping our veterans was as simple as shopping online at your favorite stores? Now it is. Millsaver.com has over 500 of your favorite retailers, thousands of money-saving coupons, and the best part, 90% of the profits go to support veterans and military nonprofits. Plus, it's free and open to everyone. Veterans deserve better. You can help. Shop Millsaver.com. MILSAVER.com.
Do you want to offer insurance to your employees but think it's too expensive? Florida Care Insurance is here to tell you that employee benefits can be much more affordable than you realize. If you can afford to give your employee a $2 raise, then you can afford employee benefits that will make you more competitive and help acquire and maintain quality employees. Let us help you invest in your company. Go to groupbenefits.solutions or call 265-4753. No matter the company size, they can help. Call 265-4753 for your employee benefit solution.
All right, everybody, welcome back. You're listening to Battleground News with Karen Morton. My special guest in the studio was Congressman John Rutherford, who's been taking us through a lot of interesting little tidbits about nuances of the process that we've all set through with impeachment. I did want to do a quick shout out to our special sponsors. I want to thank Millsaver very much for being on board with us. And if you want to purchase online with Millsaver.com, you can do that. And some of the monies that proceeds that you pay for whatever it is that you purchase actually goes to help our veterans here in Northeast Florida. So it's a good thing. And also a special shout out to American Electrical Contracting. They're the premier in the industry. If you need electrical work done, call American Electrical and they will be there for you. You can't beat them. And we thank them both for being wonderful sponsors with us. Okay, so getting back to now, we talked about the impeachment. Now we need to talk about
what the president has accomplished.
Yes. What's been going on in spite of all the rest of this nonsense.
I tell you, the president was very successful in this budget year, I think, as successful as he could be.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And the reason I say that is Nancy never created the budget.
Right.
We drafted, we did three omnibus appropriation bills, combined the 12 into two. And but I think the president had some major wins in there. And certainly Northeast Florida did. We were very successful. We got $32.4 million for NAS Jacksonville's targeting and surveillance system, their support facility, which is very important. Blunt Island Command, the Marines out there, we got $8.7 million for their new police station, which they have needed for forever, can tell you. $1.5 million to improve data collection for stock assessments of Red Snapper, which everybody is concerned about.
That is a big thing around here, for sure.
We're going to get a longer Red Snapper season if it's the last thing I do.
Remember that, folks.
Yeah.
He's on it.
We also got $125 million to make our schools safer. Remember my Stop School Violence Act of 2018? We now have $125 million more dollars in there to protect our schools.
Wonderful.
Obviously, $225 million for the port infrastructure program to invest in our nation's seaports, including Jacksport and the Port of Fernandina,
which is huge.
I am really excited about the Port of Fernandina and the way the new operators up there are really taking the bull by the horn, and they are going to turn the Port of Fernandina around.
Oh, that's wonderful.
And there is $210 million for the light attack aircraft, the Super Tucano, that is made right here out at JIA.
Really?
In Embraer's facility.
Oh, okay.
Those are produced right here. We got 9 P-8 Poseidons, including an additional $54.2 million for 3 additional P-8s for being able to track those Russian subs off our coast.
Right.
And also for St. John's County, very important to them is the $346 million that we got for two additional E-2D Hawkeye airplanes that they produce right here at Northrop Grumman in St. John's County.
Right there by the airport there.
And that is that aircraft is an amazing win for everybody. All of our allies are using them as well.
Oh, wow.
But one of the things I'm most proud of, Kira, is the fact that we got an additional $41.7 billion for the National Institute of Health, which funds research for things like cancers, all the cancers, Alzheimer's, and we are getting so close on some of these horrible diseases that are affecting folks.
Right.
And so that money is critically important to our ongoing research.
Right. To everyone.
And then $222 million to address VA suicide prevention and outreach programs, and it fully funds the VA Mission Act, which allows choice.
Yes,
among our veterans, and that is huge.
That's huge.
Yeah.
That is huge.
And then finally, I think another one that was really important and was worked very hard by some folks from St. Augustine as well, and others, is the craft beverage excise tax extender that lowers their tax. And you have companies in Northeast Florida that have hired employees, they've bought new equipment, they've really increased their capacity. Amazing opportunity for them to grow their businesses and create jobs right here in Northeast Florida, which is why, if you saw the other day, Duval County's unemployment rate is at record lows.
Yes.
And so we're very proud of everything that we were able to bring back, not just for Northeast Florida, but those things impact our national security and our economy. Now here's the sad thing. Think about this.
Okay.
USMCA, which we just passed,
is
going to add an additional $68 billion to our GDP.
Wow.
Just so happens that this budget has about $68 billion in deficit. Now, I don't like deficits, but here's the problem.
Either.
Here's the problem. Nancy brings it to the floor, and we have no regular order in the House any longer. And so we can't pull things out. We can't put things in. It is what it is, and you either vote it up or down, and then you live with the consequences. Well, we weren't about to shut down the government or do another CR, continuing resolution, which kills our military, by the way.
Right.
People don't realize. I saw a list of, I want to say it was 17, I may have these backwards, but like 17 different programs in the Navy that would have been harmed by another CA. CR. Like 88 in the Army, or maybe that was a total military. 88 different programs. And some of these are incredibly important, like hypersonic defense, missile defense. And so we're forced to take a hard vote on this budget.
And to take it or leave it kind of deal.
Exactly. And you know, I tell folks that, you know, the deficit, and I'm very concerned about the deficit.
Yeah, yes. And
which I think is why it's important that President Trump gets a second term.
Exactly. And so, why it's important that we put the House back in Republican leadership.
Exactly.
Good Republican leadership.
We absolutely have to do that, Karen. And this is the time to do it. We can get so many good things done. Healthcare, you know, pre-existing conditions covered, just like they were in our original bill back in 2017.
Right, way back.
You know, and I hear all these pundits on television talking about the Republican bill didn't have pre-existing conditions covered. It absolutely
yes,
did.
It
that
did.
Is a lie.
Yeah, yeah.
And
yeah.
And then on top of that, we also supported extending insurance for children to their 26 on their parents' insurance.
Gotcha.
So we've got to continue to do those things. We've got to continue to invest in the National Institute of Health, which we're doing to address cancers and Alzheimer's and, you know, and we had a bill, and I'll leave with this. A bill came out of Energy and Commerce, and this was discussed in a Politico article by Abigail Spanberger, who's a representative from Virginia.
Okay.
She's a Democrat, great, great lady. And she says, we passed a bill out of our committee with Republican and Democrat votes, a very bipartisan bill, which would have lowered drug costs for people all across this country. Yeah. And it would have still supported private equity investment in research, so that we could continue to find those cures. Instead, Nancy brings a bill to the floor, the speaker brings a bill to the floor that kills, it's really a price control bill. And so what that price control bill is going to do, and if you don't negotiate, and it gives them the right to negotiate, but if you don't negotiate to where they want you to go,
right.
That company pays up to 95% penalty.
Wow.
95% penalty. Not on their profit. On their gross.
Wow.
I mean, they're losing money. And so...
This makes no sense.
It's ridiculous. So what's going to happen is, and this came out of the OMB, or CBO, they said, look, if this thing were to pass and become law, we would actually lose the opportunity to find 15 to, I forget what the high number was, 100. I think it's probably closer to 15. 15 cures, potential cures out there that will not be discovered over the next 10 years.
Well,
that's huge.
Because
you're pulling all the private equity money out of research. And we can't do that.
Right. And now I will just add in there, we also need to have some review of some of this research that's being done too.
Exactly.
All right, folks. Listen, I want to thank Congressman Rutherford for being with us today. We've got just a few seconds left. But once again, from all of us here at WBOB, from all of us from Battleground News, and certainly, I think, from Congressman Rutherford,
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. Have a great one. We'll see you soon.